Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to talk about a subject that's been of great concern for many SharePoint users, which is search. And a little bit ago, we talked about enterprise search in the context of SharePoint on-premises. And now we're going to talk a little bit about SharePoint Online, because these are two very different animals, as my expert, who I'm going to introduce in a minute, is going to educate us about. So just to start, SharePoint Online has gained a lot of traction, and it brings a lot of power to the whole enterprise content management effort, where access to information is easier and company resources can be applied to business operations rather than just maintenance. But SharePoint in the cloud can limit content search in particular. So today, to talk about some of these issues, I have with me Scott Robinson, a SharePoint and BI expert. So welcome, Scott.
Hi there, Lauren.
Hi. So, Scott, I have many questions for you, as usual. And my first is, you know, SharePoint 2013 made some strides in enterprise search. Is that right?
Oh, big, big strides, yes.
But let's talk about some of the differences between search on-prem with SharePoint and search in terms of SharePoint and Azure in the cloud.
Well, now, the first big difference is that SharePoint in the cloud and SharePoint on-prem are not just the same software in two different environments. When we're talking SharePoint Online, which is basically a subset of the Office 365 product, we're talking about something that is architecturally different from an on-prem deployment. It looks the same, or it looks more or less the same when you see it in a browser, but what's happening behind the scenes is not the same. You know, we don't have a standard SQL Server platform back there. We've got a different database configuration. We don't have just software running on servers. We have services deployed in the cloud. These are not the same thing as what we experience on the ground. And so when Microsoft put out the SharePoint Online product in the Azure cloud, they did so a bit prematurely because they don't have analogs for all the functionality that we have on-prem to use in the cloud. They were slow to the game in that. Now, SharePoint Online, we've had it for several years now, and it's gotten better and better. Got to give them points for that. But it, when they first launched it, there was no content search web part to be used in the cloud, and this had terrible consequences. The cross-site publishing feature, which you and I have discussed in the past, was not available in SharePoint Online because there was no content search web part, and cross-site publishing depends upon it. So now they finally did get that part, that functionality, into the cloud last year, October of 2013. The content search web part was made part of SharePoint Online. But they were late to the game doing it. It's beyond that, too, because when we look at the on-prem capabilities of SharePoint 2013, we're looking at e-discovery. We're looking at features that are able to go out and go beyond the scope of the on-prem farm and encompass Exchange and file shares and other SharePoint farms. But that's not the architecture that exists in the cloud. We don't think of farms. We think of tenants, which are not exactly the same thing architecturally. They're all the same kind of machines, but the software that connects them all together is different. So we don't have e-discovery in the cloud. We have content search now, but it doesn't work the same way that it works on the ground. Now, these limitations are something that anyone considering SharePoint Online should be aware of, because they are may make a big, big difference when you're needing to use enterprise search out in the field.
So now let's talk about that for a minute. This isn't one of the questions that we kind of prepared, but in the context of people using it on the ground, say for an e-discovery effort, how might that be hindered by using SharePoint in the cloud? Does it mean that you're just not going to be able to access certain files that are in Exchange, or what does that look like?
Well, I happen to be working on this right now. Here in the Midwest, I'm working with a very large company That's an international company with tens of thousands of locations. And we have been launching a massive SharePoint Online deployment, a big Azure deployment of content-based functionality. And the big problem that we have is that we can't surface everything in the cloud that we can surface on the ground. Now, out in the field, that can have very serious consequences because someone who's out there trying to do business, trying to deal with vendors, trying to deal with customers, who needs a lot of information all at once can be hindered by the fact that the scope of SharePoint Online Search is not the same as SharePoint On-Prem. Now, there are many ways that we can compensate for that, but we can't take for granted the one-stop shopping that we have in SharePoint On-Prem. And the big difference is you have to plan ahead in order to make it do what it needs to do in the field.
We talked about this in the context of another discussion about how search web parts can be improved with modification. Now, is that an option here with SharePoint Online?
Well, it's an interesting conversation. When we were talking in our previous discussion, we made note of the fact that SharePoint is basically .NET technology under the hood, and we can make it do anything we want if we are .NET competent and have good, strong developers and SQL developers in-house. Now, when we're in the cloud, we don't have that flexibility. The reason is that we can only code on the client side. We can only code based on what happens in the browser because Microsoft controls the servers that SharePoint is running on. Custom web parts up there can break in a heartbeat because we don't control those servers. If Microsoft rolls out updates to the operating system or patches, they're going to do that on their own schedule and on their own time. And if I have a production SharePoint system up there and I put custom components up there, they could break in a heartbeat and my production system could go down just like that. And I'd be in a world of hurt. That's especially true of search, because search is a very sensitive technology. It interacts with several major components of the SharePoint environment, including the term store, where metadata is housed. If I'm not very, very careful, I can blow my SharePoint environment to smithereens by using custom web parts. And so the best practice is to avoid them at all costs. Now, that can cripple my efforts to fine-tune my search.
So what are some options for improving search functionality with SharePoint Online?
Well, actually, there's quite a bit you can do. I mean, I've talked a lot about the limitations, but there's an awful lot you can do to make your search results better. And the fact is that if you adopt the best practices of fine-tuning search, whether it's online or on-prem, your environment is more efficient anyway. And that's especially important in the cloud, even though the cloud costs less, because of these issues that we've been discussing. One thing I can do that will take me a long way is I can put governance in place when it comes to the standards of tagging content. What I want is to get relevant content, and we talked about how far afield you can go if you're surfacing a lot of irrelevant results. You're wasting your users' time. So we want relevance, and relevance is something governance can deliver. We can do that through tagging standards. We can do it through controlling the redundancy of information. One problem that we have when we do a Google search is that the Google will surface the same content four or five different ways from four or five different sources, and that's not useful to me. I don't need many occurrences of the same content. Well, good governance of a SharePoint content system can make certain that I don't have a lot of redundancy out there in my content, so that what does come back in a search result is going to be a bunch of unique entries, so I don't waste my time sifting through duplicates. Another thing I can do is I can put good solid maintenance on my term store. A term store is not just a repository for tags that have business relevance. The term store requires that we structure that metadata so that terms are connected to one another in the way that they are related from a business standpoint. So I have a huge hierarchy, a business language that defines my organization. If I have put a lot of thought into how one tag relates to another tag, then I can have just two or three tags doing the job of dozens of tags, because using them in combination will surface particular content. Now, what that means is if I put a lot of forethought into how I use my tags and how my tags have business meaning, then I can apply them to my content in a way that brings the right content up with the right query at the right time for the right user. So basically, the messages in SharePoint Online, good governance, and good planning can make up for a lot of the technical deficiencies in enterprise search.
All very useful. So now this is another question that we didn't talk about, but I want to ask you before we go, Scott, and it's this. You know, Microsoft has sort of made clear that its future is going to be in the cloud, and it's starting to sort of retire, to kind of move down that path. But what we're talking about here sort of argues in favor of certain on-premises deployments of applications. Do you what do you see as the future here? Do you see it as kind of a hybrid world for a while with SharePoint, or do you think they're just going to have to sort of engineer SharePoint Online further to make it really work in these scenarios?
Well, Lauren, your question couldn't be more timely because I'm wrestling with exactly those issues in my day-to-day work right now. I told you a little bit ago about this massive SharePoint Online project I'm part of, which is it's international. It's a global deployment. And yet, there are some functions that simply won't translate to the cloud yet. And so we are needing to maintain SharePoint on-prem and having to make it available internationally at the same time. So hybrid is what we are doing. Now, is hybrid inevitable for a while on Microsoft's roadmap? I think necessarily it is. And the reason is this. Microsoft's efforts in the clouds and the efforts of other big cloud vendors have been to move us to a software-as-a-service model. And, of course, at TechTarget, a lot of effort has been made to provide useful content on software-as-a-service. Mm-hmm. Now, we will not have effective, mature cloud deployments of content management and collaboration in the sense we now have them on-prem until software-as-a-service truly matures in the cloud. Now, that's a day that's coming soon. It's going to be within the next 5 years or so is what I would predict. We're not there yet, and we're not there because of infrastructure issues. We don't yet have operating systems that are fine-tuned for cloud use. We don't yet have a lot of resources that we need internet-wise in order to make certain that we don't clog the internet to death with the traffic that will be there 3 and 5 years from now. So I think that day is coming. Soon we will all be in a cloud, and we will be in a software-as-a-service universe. We're not going to be there for a few years, but I think that day is coming. And until then, we're stuck with a hybrid solution.
Well, this is a familiar refrain among many users that I've talked to in terms of many different applications. So you've echoed something that comes up frequently, and it's, you know, we're kind of straddling these two worlds until the infrastructure catches up.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Scott, as always, thank you so much for shedding light on these issues and spending time with us.
Certainly.
And for more on SharePoint, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.